You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right. Thanks for coming back, everybody.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the support lately. Pretty unreal, the amount of like people that listen to it and like are giving us feedback.
Appreciate it.
I would like to give us some feedback real quick because I listened to our last episode. Our sound quality on the last one was horrendous, and it was because we had so many people and we did not have the headphones.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that people know that is not indicative of our typical quality. But it was an interesting conversation. It's still worth listening to.
For sure.
But hopefully, you know, we are, as all this kind of goes on and we pick up steam, you know, we're going to start investing in things. Obviously I'm not investing in anything right now because there's really no income coming back to us.
Yeah, no, not necessarily.
But once we get to that point of being able to like monetize this, we definitely will, you know, invest some more money into it. We put like the Rhodes headset thing or whatever on your wish list.
Yep.
And you know, we don't actually expect anybody to buy it for us, but like, hey, it's on there. It's one of our goals, you know.
Right.
So something that we kind of earmark and just be like, hey,
this is what we want. We will get it one day. Just have to get there.
Yep, exactly. Along with that, you know, we want to basically be able to redo our garage into a studio, something that, you know, we get a. It really would be nice to have like its own stage, right? Like a big bed out there.
Yeah.
Maybe we get one of those like family size bed companies to like sponsor us, you know, that way we could have a whole group of people on our podcast.
If we need
just, And you know, maybe we don't just use it for podcasts too. I'm sure I could think of another reason for a group bed, but we'll get to that on another day. Right.
Yeah, that's for another time.
So, another interesting thing to note is that it's your birthday week.
It is, yes.
So we don't really do anything for each other's birthdays anymore. You know, it's, and I don't want to say it's like we don't appreciate it, but like we spend every day like
together.
Like we celebrate each other every day. There's something she wants or whatever, we do it.
Right.
Sometimes we will, you know, try to go, you know, above and beyond and put a show on more for the kids, I think, than each other.
That's kind of how it is with not like a lot of the like holidays, but like that's, I mean, I think that's what it's for the most part, is for the kids. It's a putting on a show.
But one thing that is funny is it seems like we have a trend that even when we're not trying, we always end up having sex with somebody else on your birthday.
Right.
Like, usually a woman, too.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to me.
Because, like, we don't go searching for it. Like, we say, hey.
No, let's just not do it this year.
We are not going to do it. Nothing's going to happen. We're just going to relax.
And then something pops up and we're just like, I mean.
Well, okay,
it's hard to say no. Because
and I usually tell them, like, well, I mean, it's my birthday, but like, you're welcome to come over. And they're all like, oh, well, I don't want to. I'm like, we have nothing else going on. Like, we're not, we don't have plans. So they're like, okay, I'll come on over. So.
Yeah, go and get your pussy eaten. It's fine.
But like.
What's funny though is like, the only thing I ever want on my birthday is sex.
Right.
Which is funny, like I get it every day, but I still want it.
Right.
Like, I don't know, just say, hey, this is for your birthday and give it to me. And I'm like, yes, but it is literally the one day of the year I almost never fucking get it.
Yeah.
It is just like some sort of like bad fucking karma that I'm like, that's the only thing I want. And I'll be begging for it all day long. And something will come up, like we'll be able to do it. And somebody will be like, oh, there's a knock at the door. Oh, here's a phone caller. And it has gotten to the point to where it is like, I've got to be on like, damn near 8 years straight.
Oh, it's not that much.
You know, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a sore subject. It has caused some drama.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
But don't get it twisted.
But I'm just saying, I think it's a bit ironic.
That,
don't you think?
Yeah.
another thing worth bringing up, though, is we're getting a lot of people reaching out to us now because we're filming more.
Yes.
And
there's some confusion, I guess, on how we do things. And I just want to be clear that, like, we don't promote anywhere that we play, right?
Right. So we've been using some...
We'll use dating apps.
Dating apps,
and we have people that will come to us from the dating app and go to us on the OF and then expect to continue some sort of conversation there. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to happen. Our OF is a business. It is not a playground for us. Okay.
Right.
It may look like that from the outside, depending on how you're viewing it, because that's how we want you to see this, right? Right. That is part of our, you know, facade, so to say. But you got to know that it's not just like
a free for all.
Like, you can come through and message her and it's going to happen. You're actually going to get blocked. I'm going to just stop playing nice at all. This is our livelihood.
And we've been
very clear about the boundaries on this. It says it on the profiles not to do it.
Yep.
So we will, actually, we're not going to block you. We're just going to restrict you so we can take your money still.
Yep.
Really, like, fucking
pay attention.
Pay attention and listen to this, if not, because you're just going to fuck yourself over.
Just because you liked me on a dating site or whatever does not guarantee anything. So, like, it does not mean that you can then, if I don't continue a conversation, it does not mean that you can then go on to my different socials and
try to
sneak in my DMs and try to weasel your way through.
The people that are like, oh, hey, how much money is it going to take? Like, no, we don't do this for that. Like, we don't take money for this. This isn't prostitution. This is, this is you having a good time. And really, it's turned into, you know, I think documentation for the virgin stuff, right?
For, like, the future.
We've heard from so many people. They're just like, yo, you don't understand how much of a relief it is just to know that I'm not the only one. And we were talking about this yesterday, right? It's like, the dudes aren't going to come around and be like, oh yeah. I haven't lost it yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to brag about it when you've lost it. You're going to keep your mouth shut when you haven't.
Right.
So it's that, you know, silent majority or whatever.
Yeah, nobody knows until it gets said.
But I was looking up statistics.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, because I started thinking, okay, if we're going to get into this shit again, you know, like, really get into it like we have been.
Right.
I want to know what we're dealing with. And I want to know what our statistics are for, like, you know, if we're looking at somebody, what is their chances of them being a real life, you know, bona fide, you know, virgin versus whatever. And obviously, we've said before, we can't test for this, right?
Right. There's no, like, you can't, I mean, we could do a lie detector test, but that's
those are even not reliable. But so it's one of those things where we have to take the information given to us and then we'll do our little background checks along with talking to people, you know what I mean? And kind of figuring out from there, is it likely that this person is? And I think the statistics that I saw essentially said that, like, 50% of dudes between 18 and 20 had not lost it yet.
That's wild.
Now, it drops significantly from that point to when it gets to 25, I think it's like 3%.
Whoa.
So there's some growing up there in those 5 years. So I think it's important to note that, like, you know, if you are 18 to 20 in that time frame, Stephanie would love to take it from you. But also, there's a good chance that somebody else still will, you know, statistically speaking. If you want to have the best time of your life doing it and, you know, document it for future generations, then, you know, here you go. And also maybe to help other people in the same situation.
Yes. Cause I've had a few people that, you know, have reached out and then listened to the podcast, and it's overwhelming to them. And I understand it is very overwhelming. It's nerve wracking. It's not something that I think anybody expects to ever, like, go into and be like, this is how I want to lose my virginity. But I have had people that it has significantly helped and ease their mind and know that they are not alone. And then, you know, like, what was it? I think it was number 18. Like, it truly helped him. And that's what made him come over that quick, was knowing that, like,
17. Well, we've made everybody listen to it.
Well, recently. Yes.
But in particular, I think 17 and 18 had both really taken it, because 17 was like, nah, dude, like, I'm good. Like, I know. I listened to the podcast.
Yeah, he was, because we were like, do you have any questions? And he was like, nothing. Like, your podcast answered it all. And I was like, that's awesome.
What does suck is I kind of know when some of y'all have kind of glazed over it because they're, you know, if I get a message from you afterwards, like, hey, can you send me that video? And I'm like, no, you know for a fact that we only send it through OF because part of our process of keeping everybody's identity safe is making sure that we are the ones that have full control over this content, right? So yeah, you can download it on, there's some sites that allow you to download it, like I think Minivids.
Right.
And we do that for like service members and stuff like that, because not everybody's always going to have access to the internet.
Right.
We are super pro-military, y'all. So I get some people's qualms with being able to download content and stuff. But for us, that's important to be able to have that feature as offline content. And Minivids is the only place you can do that. You can't do it on OF.
Right.
But where was I going with that?
Helping them out and...
Oh, yeah. And they message me and they say, hey, can you send this to me? So I'm not going to send you the fucking text message with your video in it, because then who knows, like your buddy saw it, he airdropped it to himself. You know what I mean? I don't know your level of protection with your files or
right.
any of that kind of shit. And not to mention, I don't want you to go try and, you know, sell it off on something either. I mean,
right.
not that I expect you to, and but good luck because you got to have the forms, but like still it's not going to happen. If you want, you know, to fully own it, you'd have to go through, you know, the Minivids thing to download it
to them.
But yes, we send it on OF
right.
as a way to view it. And keep in mind that like none of these people are OF fans prior.
Right.
So they, you know, they have to create an account essentially to
right.
redeem this. And then from there, they're allowed to view it and give us a feedback essentially if there's something we missed.
Right.
Now, if Stephanie and I have gone through it completely and scrubbed it, there's times probably. That we'll just go ahead and send it out because we know for a fact
that it's good.
That it's good. There's no right. issues.
Especially if there's like, you know, tattoos that we have to worry about or right. whatever, like, you know, like, or if we don't have to worry about that, it's easier. But like, right. if there's certain
people that are like, if they have like an extra anxiousness about it
or a certain job,
we're fine putting it out and being like, hey, take a look at this. Now, ultimately, if you were to come back and be like, hey, I decided that I don't want this to air after all, that's tough shit. Like,
sorry about it.
That's, you know.
That's what you are.
We're not trying to be mean about it or right. anything like that.
But this is something that we're doing. Yes, it's
a documentation of everything. Look,
but it's also something that, yeah, we are. We're creating a, you know, yeah, like you said, documentation of helping people through this awkwardness and this stigma of sex, so other people can realize that it's not so bad yeah. to like still be a virgin or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, mind you, I think this is a really wild narrative from the outside looking in. Like, I always think of like, okay, I've got like friends from fucking high school and shit that are now like watching your reels,
yep,
talking about you taking virginities, and I'm like,
this is odd.
That's not exactly how I saw this, but like, it's not. I feel like if you don't get my mindset on it, which is really that no, they don't really do it for me, but right. that I'm all about you and right. what you want to do and how much this has helped you, you know, and how much it's helping other people. And we've always been about that. I mean, above all, I think we would say we are just good people in general.
Right. Like, I know that it is to help me, but like, I think that's how it started. Yes, it was helping them, but like now it's more like I'm not that I'm good, but like,
you can sympathize. You're so empathetic with them. You can really like just feel what they're going through.
Right.
And you have the ability to, be patient with it.
I'm not bossy, so I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you didn't get a boner. Oh my God. Like, how can you,
and we,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chill. Like I'm good with the flow.
Yep.
So like,
there's zero expectations.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's really important too, is to know that there's no expectations going into this. We're not expecting you to make her come.
Right.
We barely even expect you to come, you know?
Right.
It's just come just enjoy fun. It, see what it's like. You know what I mean? And see that, hey, this doesn't need to be this like huge fucking daunting thing.
Right.
And then, hey, later on in life, when you do have this readily available to you, you can see that, you know, you can have fun with it, you know? It doesn't have to be a private, like, taboo thing. And that's the other side of the stuff that we film, right? Is we film games of us just having fun.
Yep.
And, you know, that maybe you think that's wild. whatever. I mean, that to us, that's, you know, it's just liberating. Fun. It's human nature.
Yeah.
And I think it helps more people, obviously, than it hurts. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
And it's really all, this isn't like the Pornhub stuff. This isn't the stuff that you're like, oh, this is going to rot your brain because this isn't, you know,
right.
Nobody's really going to like this. No, this is stuff that Stephanie genuinely likes, and she doesn't come from everything. Right. She has like one vibrator that gets it done for her in general.
Yep.
But she enjoys this, the mental stimulation of it and the environment of it. This is real. This is something that you can expect to actually like have in your life. If it's something that you wanted to go after,
right.
You know what I mean? This isn't, you know, unattainable. It doesn't matter what you look like. It matters what your personality is.
Right.
And your confidence.
Sorry.
That's all right. Mm. You're getting all choked up.
Yeah. No, I just had some, my throat got dry.
Oh, I'll keep my mouth shut. I think it's, no, we keep talking about it. We're actually bringing on more guests to talk about it now too, which is cool. So, we just had, Sexy Soccer Mom on.
Yeah. Who's
another hot wife.
Yep.
Which I think is awesome. She was really fucking cool, right?
Yeah, she was cool to talk to. Like, she was very... Like,
one of us, you know,
that's... Very relatable, like...
It's really nice to, like, when we go out on a limb and, like, reach out to somebody, like, you just saw her post a status, and you were just like, fuck it, I'm reaching out.
I had to. Like, I felt...
You're like, you just felt something that was
right.
Like,
that's not something that normally
I felt the connection.
Happens to me, like, I'm not,
and I was
like,
yeah, do it. Go for it.
Like, I'm usually, like, so in my head and being like, oh, my God, I can't reach out to them. Like, they, yeah, they don't know who I am, blah, blah, blah. But
why would they want to talk to me?
Right, like, why would they want to come on our podcast, especially because she has her own podcast. And
but man, the conversation was so just fucking enlightening.
Yes.
Like the thing that, like, because we were able to relate with her on an aspect of like anxiety that we had that she had fully lived, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we were able to like relate and be like, yeah, well, we took precautions because of that anxiety. That's why we did this, you know?
Right.
And essentially it happened to her, you know, the anxiety that she had, just, it came to truth.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's wild to me. But you can tell she's a genuinely good person too.
Right.
And she's awkward like you.
Yep.
And, super sweet. So, fuck. Give us 2 seconds.
So, I mean, I don't know if she really wanted to be in it.
It doesn't matter. She's in it now.
She's part of us.
So on top of that, we reached out to, Asian Vixen for You.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's going to happen tonight or not, because I know communication's been a little hit and miss.
Right.
We have a whole 3-hour time difference between us, too. So
right.
It makes things a little difficult. But she's one of the other ones. So there's, as far as I know,
the only people that we've
there's
come across.
Three that I'm aware of,
right.
Which is you. Asian Vixen.
Yep.
And then our people in North Carolina.
Right.
Right. So that's essentially it.
That does the virginity.
I mean, I'm sure there's other people that do.
Right.
Elsewhere. I'd love to know the records on what everybody else has done. I'd be shocked if anybody's done more than you. But like, I don't know if it, I don't, I mean, it seems like a astronomically high number to me in my head.
Yeah.
But I don't know in the grand scheme of things, like somebody come up and be like, hey, you know, well, I've done 1,000. I'm like, oh, well, shit, we've done nothing.
Right. Like we're nothing compared to them, but I don't know. Like I know that a couple.
And I wonder how many have been filmed. Cause like if there's a Guinness Book of World Records, like we got the proof.
It's true.
You could, dude, your mom would be so fucking proud.
Anyways, no, like they're the only ones that we know of. And I know that like, I mean, yes, we have our own stuff that we do too, but like there are people that come to our page specifically for those videos. And I know that they have their own sets of things that they're known for, but like, those are like subsets of what they're known for. So it's not like that is what they are specifically known for.
Yeah. So we're trying to kind of reach out to the ones that we find that are like this,
right.
That do this and start making these connections. And I don't want to say we're going to try to form a network by any means. I'm not trying to do anything like that,
but just to hear
the information, just to get what they have, you know, their experiences, people they've talked to, and see what we can kind of like put together. I'm by no means a scientific person,
but like just
but
to see
I do like seeing the trends on things, you know,
right.
And just I think the more information that we're able to see and to show to people, the more comfortable people will feel about having these conversations.
Right.
I don't know.
I get it.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Who else? What else do we have going on? We have several podcasts still that have not been released.
Yes.
And I'm sorry if you were one of the guests. It's just one of those things, guys. Summer is hitting us fucking hard. And I don't want to release your episode unless I've given it the attention that it deserves.
Right.
Which is me going through it, editing it properly. And I just don't want to half-ass it for you. So really, my apologies. But ultimately, I don't get paid for this either. So
right.
I have to, you know, put priorities first and put money, you know, as a priority.
Yep.
Because, of course, our electric company is still coming at us so fucking hard.
So hard. It's ridiculous.
It's okay. One day. One day we won't have to worry about electricity, right? Daddy Elon will save us all.
Yes. Let's hope.
Another idea we have coming up, guys, is probably going to be a bit of a sub-podcast thing. Is and Steph and I discussed it. She's going to be like, what? I never agreed to this completely. But it's one of those things. You just got to, like, fully throw it at her, you know, in order to get her to commit. So if it is something that you guys are interested in, you got to make sure that you follow up and leave the comments and say, yes, this is something we want to hear. So one of Steph's big anxiety points is orgasms, right? Mm-hmm. She's very stuck in one way. And I think that's fine. I don't think there's any issue with being stuck in one way. But I do think that it leaves a lot on the table for you to experience.
Okay.
And one of the things that we discussed was us finding specific guests who can help you kind of maybe overcome some of these blocks, right?
Well, I mean, that's what we were trying to do with some of these people coming on. And yes, some of them have enlightened me in certain aspects, but it hasn't gotten me over that hurdle yet.
This is our full target mode now, though, right? That is the full point of a subset of podcasts. So we have our story ones that we've done, right?
Right.
And then we have our general ones.
Yep.
And now we're going to have a little subset. Because I think there's a lot of women like you that don't want to approach this subject.
Okay.
It is, you don't want to disappoint me.
Right.
You don't want to be disappointed.
For sure.
And I think it's important to say, hey, you're allowed to just go and like try to feel shit. And like continue to feel it until it just feels, you know,
yeah,
the best it can. I think it's important. You're going to fight me on it, but
yeah,
the second somebody else comes and gives you any sort of positive feedback on it, anybody other than me, literally anybody listening right now, if they just leave a comment and they're like, Stephanie, you should totally do this. You deserve to have multiple orgasms. Then she'll be like, oh my God, this is such a great idea. We should do it. My idea with it though, is that we're going to reach out. We have, Lauren, who we were supposed to have on, she had to cancel on us, because of family issues, but we want to bring her back because we liked her a lot.
Yes, we liked her.
And she is a, sex toy, seller.
Yes.
So we want to get people like that on, that can talk to us. We own a Motor Bunny. Maybe we'll reach out to Motor Bunny and see if they can, come on and talk to us.
Oh.
We've got, you know, all kinds of stuff that I want to just start looking into and exploring, and then getting the awkward girl's take on it, right? So we'll have our safe for work conversation here, and then we'll, you know, probably break it off onto the fan page for the, you know, the reveal. Because I think at this point, we can say you can do just about anything on camera that you could do off camera, right? We've gotten pretty well to the point where if you're not acting,
you can
zone it out. Right.
Yeah.
So that's essentially what we're doing. It's not going to be like me with the camera close up like that. It'll be, we set the camera
and then
we do what we would normally do and document it that way. Cause I think in these instances, again, it doesn't need to be a showboaty thing. It needs to be realistic. Another thing I want to look into also, and maybe, you know, they can listen to this as they're searching for the terms, OMG, yes. So we paid for it a while back. It was during your anxiety. And essentially it's a website that has compiled information from different women and what has worked to get them to have different types of orgasms.
Okay.
And they do like different techniques that you can do and all that kind of stuff. So I think I paid for it when it first came out. And of course you just ignored it completely. So the key is probably expired or something.
Probably.
But if they wanted to reach out to us and say, hey, they'd be part of this journey, you know, and we would be happy to like, you know, go step by step on some of that stuff and okay. try it out. I say we'll be happy. Stephanie says,
we'll see.
We'll see if somebody leaves a comment saying, hey, I should do this.
We'll see. Maybe.
Let's finish this one up. So we've got a lot of new pay-per-views.
Yes.
That have been released. 17, 18, and 19.
Yep. Lost
it. We've got some ones with Succosaurus.
Yep.
And we've got a bunch more coming out. We have some really cool stuff coming.
Yeah.
We also have a YouTube channel up. If you just want to like gaze upon Stephanie's, you know,
awkwardness.
It literally the intro video is Stephanie Klass is awkward. Watch her do stuff. But she has a video that has like, you know, 65,000 views in the first like 9 days or some shit like that.
Something crazy, which makes zero sense to me.
You start, you know. You're up to like 1600 followers already.
Makes no sense.
No sense whatsoever. But you know, this is our life now.
Yep.
So, make sure you follow us, guys.
Yep.
Please leave reviews for us on things. Check out our no pay-per-view page, which is The Classroom on OnlyFans.
Yep.
You also check us out on Minivids, which is Stephanie Klass. Of course, her OnlyFans, which is Stephanie Klass as well.
Yep.
We have anything else to mention?
I can't think of anything.
There's no other plugs? Oh, I know another plug.
What?
What is your wish list? TheInvertedPineapple.com will take you directly to Stephanie's Amazon wish list. TheInvertedPineapple.com will take you directly to Stephanie's wish list. Now, obviously, you can tell things that Stephanie wants really badly, like the Pokemon float.
Yep.
You know, she also really, really wants that American Fender Stratocaster on there.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys wanted to buy her that for her birthday, she'd be so fucking happy.
Yeah.
Thanks again, guys. Really, thank you so much for listening to us and for, just encouraging us and supporting us. It really does mean a lot. And we hope that you enjoy the next few episodes we have coming out too.
Yep. All right. Catch you guys later.
Awkward people. Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with. Because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, it's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately.
And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself